Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
More competition for more.
Why is there smoke coming out of your oven, Seymour?
Can you get me a fizzy orange?
I'm just getting to yoga.
Yeah, bitch!
Well, hello there. You probably didn't expect to hear our voice. I'm Emma Doran, one of the hosts of Telebox. Let me introduce my lovely co-host, the wonderful Jen Hatton. Hiya, Jen.
Hiya, Emma. Now, what is Telebox, you might be asking? Telebox is a TV podcast that Emma and I have been making, and we want to share some of the best bits with you, the Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast listeners.
That's right, here chats with the likes of Des Bishop, Joanne McNally, Jason Byrne, and plenty more along the way.
If somebody say, just be.
Now, before we head into this week's Comedian Catch-Up, we just want to say a huge thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Just Eat Ireland.
Whether it's a spontaneous McDonald's for breakfast, a delicious Thai for lunch, or a vegan feast for dinner, download the Just Eat app and choose from hundreds of your favourite local takeaway restaurants delivered straight to your door.
Did somebody say, just eat?
Now, for this week, we have sketch comedian, comedian of all sorts, the very popular, the very talented Enya Martin. How are you, Enya?
Sorry.
What's that, Barney?
Delighted to be on here.
Sorry.
How are you? How's your mat? Is your dad walking?
No, my dad hasn't walked, I'd say, about 20 years, but my mat's doing great.
go on the K. So come here, you're on to talk about Friends.
Oh yeah, as Emma said, I have a degree in it, yeah, so.
You really do.
I don't think I could talk about any other show as passionately as I could about Friends. Like.
Yeah, well, sure, we couldn't ask anyone else. We had to ask the expert.
And you've met David Schwimmer.
Yeah, a lifelong dream of mine to meet a Friends like actor. And that was actually around this time last year. And it was just before we had all gone into lockdown, before COVID had really hit Ireland and England pretty bad. I went over to London with Now TV to interview him because he had a new show that was going to be on Now TV. And I'd worked with Now TV in the past and they were like, look, we want you to go over and do like a press junket with David Schwimmer and his co-star. And I was like, stop. But it was all very like so prepared, if you know what I mean. Like you had to literally like his team had to analyze every question you wanted to ask him. Like nothing could be about Friends. He just didn't want to know, like, you know, that's in the past. He's talking about his new show. And it was really kind of intimidating. Like I'm in a waiting room in a hotel in the middle of London. Like I had to fly over on my own. And yeah, there's all these other like press guys around you, like from BBC and all. It was mad, mental. I'd never done anything like that before. And then I went in and like, it's so surreal. You feel like you're in a wax museum when you're looking at him.
Yeah.
He's real. Like that's him. Like, and he was getting his.
Yeah, real person.
He was like, when you watch those press junkets on TV or on YouTube, you just think it's three people in a room, like, you know, you and the actors, but there's not, like, there's like a huge team of people all around the outskirts of that room. And it can be very intimidating, like, but it was still surreal. I was too shy to ask for a selfie, though. Biggest regret in my life.
No, I'd say that's the thing. You probably had all these like sneaky plans of saying like, so have you ever worn leather trousers, or how would you feel if someone stole your sandwich? But like, I can only imagine when you're in that situation, you're like, thanks very much, thank you, goodbye, thank you. Nerve-wracking.
Just like suddenly get those questions in. But yeah, like apparently like there was a couple of people in there asking him like questions about Friends, and like, you know, his rep was obviously on it like a hot shot being like, stop, like he stopped the interview and it was weird. And then that was then there was a huge party or something, I think the following evening, and he was up on stage talking about his new show and stuff. But do you know what they say, you should never meet your heroes? Like, it was a bit anticlimactic because he's completely the opposite, and I know like they can't be carbon copies of the character, but it was a bit disappointing because he just wasn't Ross, he was David.
What is it about Friends that makes you a super fan?
Like, I'm always late to the party with TV shows. Like, I'll always watch them after they finished, if you know what I mean. And I started watching it on E4 when I was in like second year. It used to always be on straight after school on E4. So I started watching, I think it was the fifth season it was on, and it was the episode where Ross and Emily get married. I won't spoil it if you've never seen it, but, and I remember I just got hooked on it, and I was like, oh my God, like, because I had known a lot of people who had watched it in the past, but I never actually sat down and watched it, because I would have been only about like 8 or 9 when that was kind of like, I think I was only 2 years old when that first aired. But I started liking it and I started watching it, and the internet was kind of only fairly new, like social media, and I would like be looking up stuff about Friends and all that, and yeah, I just got hooked on it. Like, I must have watched the series about 10 times at this stage, like probably more. And it just reminds me, there's someone in that group that you can relate to. There's someone in that group who you are in your group of friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm Phoebe. Mm. Like, I'm the Phoebe of my friends. Like, I'm just weird and mad and quirky, you know? So I think it was definitely a show that was like unisex. If you weren't one of the girls, you're one of the lads. And just like brilliant comedy. And I know there's a lot of people out there who say it's fucking shite and like they don't know how it's funny, but it ran for 10 years. It's still as popular as ever. Like, they're still making millions every year off like just reruns and stuff. Like, and I was over the moon when they were going to be doing like a reunion, even if it's not an episode, but just to actually see them all sit down together, because they haven't since 2004. Because like I said, I was late to the party, so I actually haven't seen Friends live, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, in the moment, kind of.
I remember that episode that you're saying, that you said that you went on to where Ross was marrying Emily. And I actually remember where I was when that episode aired, because when I was watching it, it was weekly. It was on Friday. It was on Channel 4 of a Friday night. And I remember my whole family were watching it, because they were watching it downstairs and I was watching it upstairs. And obviously that ends on a massive cliffhanger, and that's the series ending. And everybody was just up in arms, and you never really get that with a sitcom, like.
I know. And it was kind of like, I know there's a lot of classic sitcoms, you know, like Seinfeld, Frasier and all like that, and Cheers and stuff like that. But like Friends was up there with the best of them. And I remember my reaction to the finale of that episode, like it was a season cliffhanger. And I remember just going, oh, in my sitting room. And I obviously, the internet wasn't that popular then. Like, Twitter wasn't around. So you couldn't, like, Google spoilers or anything, you know. You couldn't be like, what actually happened? So I was happy in a way that I didn't have the intelligence at that stage to go and Google stuff like And yeah, it was great. Like, but I don't think I would have been able to wait on a weekly basis to watch Friends. Like, the fact that there's so many box sets now that you can just sit and watch in 3 weeks and not have to watch it over the space of 5 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come here. So you were saying in your friend group, you're Phoebe. So the characters, which is your favorite character? Because I know for me, I started out, one of them was my favorite, and then that kind of evolved over time. Did that happen to you, or do you have a solid favourite character?
Well, to be honest, like, I'm going to say Chandler is definitely a big inspiration to my sarcasm in life, 100%. I can relate to him in terms of sarcasm, but he would probably, it changed all the time though. Do you notice that, like, your favourite, every time you watch the series again, it changes, because you see little bits of yourself in all of them, but I don't know, it's hard. It's like picking my favourite child.
Well, I started out, my favourite was Chandler, and then in later series I think it was Ross. I thought he was funnier.
Yeah.
Percy. And I think Rachel, in fairness to her, got funnier later on as well.
I think they all did. I think
they all did, yeah. And I do, if you watch series 1 episode 1 and then you watch series 10 episode the last one, whatever it is, you will, like, they were all really serious at the beginning. Like, Joey wasn't the tick that he is these days. Phoebe wasn't as kooky, and Ross wasn't as manic, you know. Like, they were all quite, and then Rachel wasn't as flaky, you know. They were all quite serious. I think the only one that really stayed consistent was Monica.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, I found Ross to be quite dull and boring in the first couple of seasons. And then I think in the fourth season, like, after he got, actually, not the fifth season, I think, when he met Emily, I think that's when he started to go off the rails. And then like Chandler, I just think Chandler was very well written, and like I think he, a lot of the jokes in that show are definitely down to him. Like he had a big say in some of the writing as well. But I think Phoebe was always quirky, but yeah, like you said, Jen, like I think their personalities definitely developed. I don't know whether that was on purpose because they were getting more mature, but Ross definitely, like it's like two different characters. He's definitely the most, the biggest contrast, I think, in the series. And I think towards the end of the season, the end of the series, he was probably my favourite just because of his manic outbursts.
That's it. Yeah, like, there's so many memeable things when it comes to Ross, like the whole I'm fine like that. It's just, and then even Adam, like I find my other half wouldn't really give much reaction to TV characters, especially not in a sitcom, but with Ross he bursts out laughing when anything Ross says, like especially in the last few series, he's just a lunatic. It's so funny. Like
my other half loves Friends as well, and I love that he does, and Ross is his absolute favorite as well, and he just constantly quotes him, and yeah, he definitely makes the series for him anyway. And then
perfect.
But like, do you know what, there was a huge debate as well about how Ross was actually very possessive and controlling, like I don't think you get away with that behavior nowadays.
That's it, some of it hasn't aged that well when you look back at things. Like I know there was a few articles about, like, you know, Snowflake generation, their first time watching Friends and them kind of giving out about it, but in fairness, some of the storylines were, shall we say, of their time.
Like there was, I like watching it back, you notice a lot of homophobic jokes and like the lack of kind of different races and stuff in the show. Like, you know, back then it wasn't really kind of as talked about and it wasn't that much of a big deal. I think Friends would be a completely different TV show if it came back now. Like they just, the comedy wouldn't be able to be the same. Like,
no, definitely
and
not.
I was just thinking there as you were talking, it was a great show for the big celebrity guest. Have you any favourites over the years? I loved Julia Roberts when they brought her in.
Yeah, I think she actually dated Matthew Perry in real life at that stage.
I think that's how they all got in, wasn't it? All the special guests were going out with one of them anyway. And they're like, I'll do your show, go on.
Yeah, and then Brad Pitt. Remember the episode where Brad Pitt was on it? Like, oh, talk about brownie points for fucking Jennifer Aniston bringing him on.
Yeah,
it was brilliant the way that they brought him on though, and he absolutely hated Rachel.
Yeah. I hate her.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Tom Selleck I think is my favourite.
I loved him.
Oh yes,
he was lovable. He really was.
He really was. And you even had Joey and Chandler, and like Chandler, obviously Tom Selleck's character, who was it, Richard, was with Monica, and there was this big love affair, and then obviously later in the series Monica and Chandler get together, and you can still see the kind of intimidation that Chandler feels against, because he's an anomaly, isn't he? Like, he's just such a big presence, and he's just really calm, and you'd hang on to every word that Tom Selleck says.
He's such an alpha man.
Oh, big style.
Yeah,
he really is.
Like, Emma's licking her lips there.
The big question for me about Friends is, maybe you know the answer to this, Enya. Why did they never go to a pub? Who can physically drink that much coffee?
Do you know, actually, it was originally, like, I'm an FBI agent when it comes to Friends, but they were originally supposed to film it in a bar instead of a coffee shop, but they thought, like, there's no way a group of friends would drink that much every day of the week. Do you know what I mean? So they had to kind of, you know, because it was going to be a bit like, do you ever see How I Met Your Mother? The way they're always like kind of in a bar and stuff, but it's a bit like,
yeah, or I suppose Cheers before it as well. Yeah, but probably thought they had to switch it up.
Yeah, it's kind of like a safe option, isn't it? Like a coffee shop, but like you actually never really see them go for a drink. There was an episode actually where Phoebe and Rachel go for a drink, and it's just after like she has the baby. And Rachel's like, me and Ross had eye contact before we left. And Phoebe's like, oh, eye contact. I hope you wore protection. I think Reese Witherspoon would probably be my favourite guest star now that she asked. I love that episode.
Yes.
And I think that was before she was kind of like famous, if you know what I mean. You know the way they always get here when a guest star comes on? She didn't really get that.
I think at the time she probably would have done like, say, Cruel Intentions and stuff, but she wouldn't have been, like, that was kind of a teenage, like, kind of cult classic movie. So she wouldn't have been like the big star she is now. And actually, in fairness, yeah, the Rachel's sisters, those characters were great when they brought them in. Like, they were, it was good comedy in them. So I know you're an FBI agent when it comes to Friends. Do you keep track of them all now still? Would you be checking in to see what Lisa Kudrow is up to? Or is it...
when
are you a stalker or not, is what I'm asking.
When I seen that Jennifer Aniston started an Instagram page, like, I was in shock. Like, I swear to God, it's like as if your best friend told me she was pregnant. Like, that type of shock, like. And I was like, oh my God, is this real? I thought it was... And remember, like, it blew up, like, Instagram. Like,
yeah.
Got, like, a million followers in a fucking day, like, and... I just, because obviously she's so private, but when you're following them, like, they're all on Instagram now, you actually still feel, like, a little bit of connection to the show, even though they're not their characters, you know. But, like, Jennifer Aniston shared a suit, the episode where the Super Bowl was on and they were out in the kind of, like a playground type of area. They were playing, like, a game of football.
Yeah.
So it's Thanksgiving it was. And she shared that clip on her story and tagged all the cast. And I was like, oh my God, like, it's 16 years, like, over, and, like, they're still, you know, in contact and sharing stuff about it. It's mad.
Yeah, it is one of those classics, I think, that'll never die. It's just, it's so famous. However, I was quite, with the way Emma was saying about all the snowflakes, so Gen Z basically got to see Friends for the first time when it went on Netflix, like, was it in the last year? And it was just, I was actually shocked at the amount of people that hadn't seen it.
I see.
Because for me, it's just one of those things that's, it'll forever be there, and it's so famous you can't even question it. It's just one of, like, even the Google thing that's doing the rounds again. If you Google Ross Geller, a couch will come up on the Google thing, and if you press that, all you'll hear is pivot, like, you know. And they all have their own little things on Google, like, that's how famous it is.
And to think, like, the internet wasn't around when they were making the show, and, like, them Google's fucking doing things now for them, like, it's mad. Like, it's, I would love to watch it again for the first time. Like, I have loads of board games, merchandise, Monopoly, Cena, bedclothes, you name it, like, just ask.
You've gone to the
Friends Fest.
Yeah,
that was class. Like, you get to actually see the actual sets and stuff, and go around sitting on the couches and all, and Monica's apartment, Ross's apartment, Central Perk, like, proper super fan, like.
So you're at the level, like, if Jennifer Aniston liked one of your comments on Instagram, you'd die. Like, you'd never get over that. You'd be like, oh my God, she liked my comment. I could see, like, just the late interview about the Jennifer Aniston like on Instagram. He's like, yeah, well, Ryan, wait till I tell you. Exactly. I mean, she is a megastar. You know, there's no denying it. Like,
and Ellen's talking to me, you know, and she's like, "So I heard you love Friends, Jennifer Aniston." You know the way she brings out, like, the celebrity in the back.
Yeah. You'd lose your life.
It's good to put out in the universe now.
Yeah, but, exactly.
I'm glad we spoke to you about Friends, because I would have felt guilty if we'd spoken to anyone else. It would have felt like I was having an affair or something, because you're like the biggest Friends fan I've ever heard of.
Well, yeah, no, delighted you just had me on to talk about it, because again, there's no one else that would talk as passionately about that show as me.
Well, Enya, thanks so much for coming on. It's been a nice blast in the past talking about Friends.
Ta-ra, girl. Did somebody say
just eat? I have prepared a little something.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
I may have written a little romantic poem.
A poem? You wrote a poem? Did you rip this off the internet, or did you write a poem?
I wrote a poem. Is that for you? Like, it's for our fabulous sponsors, Just Eat. So, if you will. Pizza is red. Some cheeses are blue. But when delivered straight to your door, all your food dreams come true.
Take the stress out of Valentine's Day or any of your romantic date nights, and let Just Eat bring a bit of spice into your love life.
I love how you just you moved on there and you didn't comment on anyway.
Well, do you know what? I think sometimes with love, you don't need words. Do you know what I mean? I just thought I'd get on with it.
Okay.
But it was lovely. Like, it was. You say it best when you say nothing at all. That's the kind of thing I was going for.
Right. With over 40 cuisines and 3,000 restaurants to choose from, download the Just Eat app and choose from hundreds of your favourite local takeaway restaurants delivered straight to your door.
Did somebody say, just eat?
Now, I know you cynics out there are going to say it was a meteor, it was a space station, it was a UFO, and it was a magical experience. And no one can take that away from me.
Hi, I'm Danny Dyer.
Welcome to Jackass.
This is the part of the podcast where myself and Jen get to hear from our lovely listeners about their opinions on TV questions we pose to them each week. Last week, we had a very resourceful look at what's the best thing on TV right now, which gave us loads of inspiration for the days ahead to start bringing some excellent listener suggestions in.
Now, not to put a downer on the day that's in it, but it's safe to say that when two people form a bond while filming a reality TV show, the love is not always, let's say, authentic. So we wanted to find out what our listeners' favourite reality TV couples were of all time. Is it real love? Is it for show? Is it for the prize money? I don't know about you, but the biggest reactions that I had, it was all Big Brother.
Yes. And do you know, when we first asked this question, I kind of had four that came to my head straight away. So I thought Spidey, I thought Katie Price and Peter Andre, a few with like the Love Island ones, Molly May and Tommy. But people were mad for the old Big Brother ones, because I think when it was the original Big Brother and it wasn't the celebrity version, and you got to watch them, you know, obviously day in, day out, you could see that in, like, when the spark happened and how like the love grew. I loved that. My like Pete and Nikki in Big Brother, do you remember them?
Oh, it was the most manic couple, but you just cheered for them, didn't you? She was mad about them.
Oh, mad about them. And I even remember, like, I think he had been out of the house, or she had been, or something like that, or maybe they had a task where they were on different sides.
Do you know what happened? Wasn't there like a kind of a prefab at the side of the house, and wasn't she kicked out and then brought back into that prefab? But she could see what was going on in the main house, and she was just mad to get back into Pete.
Because I think she saw him talking about her and everything.
Yeah. Oh, it was so sweet. Like, I think he won that year, but he was like threatening to leave to go out to Nikki, and it was there was nothing really on telly at the time that kind of compared to Big Brother. So this was like, it was the biggest love story going at the time. It was just, everybody was cheering for them. And then Pete was such a lovable character. Nikki was a bit mad, but you liked her. Like, she's so, now, you still kind of say all of her little lines, don't you? It's like, who is she? Where did you get her? Like, all this, the mad stuff that she came out with. She was a lunatic, but
she was
brilliant.
Deadly, yeah. Like, if you were in a lift with her, you would go inside, you'd be like, oh my god, what, like, get me out of here. But to watch her on television, like, great entertainment. This one was a celebrity Big Brother, but Chantel and Preston, we were talking about this one.
So this was, I remember there was a bit of drama, wasn't there? Was like a love triangle here?
Yeah, because he had a girlfriend.
He had a girlfriend, and was there not, was it Ashley, or was there another girl in the house that kind of liked Preston as well? Or am I thinking of something completely different? Was there not a glass of water thrown?
Ooh, yeah, there could have been, actually, yeah. There was a bit of tension around it. Yeah, well, there's always a bit of tension. There was probably, you're probably not wrong, even if you are wrong. There was probably some sort of tension. But yeah, they got married.
Yeah, it was actually one of the only couples, like, after a show like that that I kind of followed. And like, there was no Instagram or social media or anything back then, so you were kind of, or there could have been, but I don't know, but it wasn't like, pop culture wasn't as popular in media back then, so you were kind of looking at,
yes,
I don't even know where you got your information from. I'm drawing a blank here. I don't know.
I think you were relying on like your Heat magazines and stuff.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's what it was. It was OK Magazine, Now Magazine, all of those. Yeah. And sure, but like, they're all lies.
I know, yeah, and sure, it'd be so long by the time they do the interview and it'd actually come out and the whole thing, and it'd be all like, you know, glossy pictures and everything. People mentioned Jersey Shore as well, the couples from that. Like,
I didn't watch Jersey Shore. I know the characters. I know that there was somebody who was called The Situation, which is a situation in itself. And Snooki and Jay Wow had this thing like meatball problems or something like that. I think
that was the start of like really like throwing a reality TV show into chaos, where their whole thing was just to go out all the time. So it was obviously a lot of the relationships.
And get plastered. Yeah.
Yeah. We're just got to be a bit of friction. Mm. But I think it's one of those things that we look at them, we're always interested in them, we'll follow their stories after. But, you know, I'd say we always kind of look at them there with a bit of like cynicism. We're like,
That's it. Well, I mean, you have shows that are based around love. So you have Love Island, and like these days, because you can follow them on Instagram and stuff, you're getting to see exactly what they're doing after the show. I have to say, Molly May and Tommy Fiori, I didn't know whether they'd last or not. I had a feeling that they would. It did look genuine on the series. And they're still together. They're living together now. So they're still going strong. But I mean, Maura and Curtis, we kind of knew, didn't we?
We did, but we were happy for the entertainment at the time. But we all knew. We were like, it was grand.
Yeah, but it was still a bit when we knew that they ended, it was just like, oh yeah, well, I mean, we could have told you that, Mara.
I know, there wasn't a big stink about it at all. People were just like, oh yeah, grant. Molly May and Tommy, I do really believe it, and even more so now that they're outside of Love Island. I'm like, no, I buy it.
They're still going strong. I mean, Amber and Greg were never really going to. They were the ones that won that year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was never going to happen.
No, they were.
Was it?
No, I don't know about Amber, but Greg was definitely a good game player. And that's all I have to say on that. Controversial. And I suppose one more would probably fit in before we move on. Cheryl Cole and Liam Payne.
You forget about this one, don't you?
You forget that it's actually a reality TV show and that Cheryl was his mentor.
I know.
Like, he was and so she was young on that show.
I know. And she was obviously well established at that point when he came on the show as a teenager.
I mean, I suppose, like, they have Bear. They have a little kid. They're not together anymore, but they did, like, make a good go of it. Like, it was genuine thing, and it wasn't for the cameras or it wasn't for a prize or anything like that. So I suppose, like, whatever you're into.
But you wouldn't have predicted Liam, though. If it was going to be anyone, you would have said Harry.
Harry, yeah.
Definitely. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He seems to like only go out with people that are at least 10 years older than him anyways. So like that would have been
Harry's bag. If you imagined in your head having a conversation with Harry Styles, you'd know exactly how it would go.
I don't know. He's a bit of a...
He's just one... No, you'd know it would be weird. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's a guilty crush. Anyway, moving on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's only 5 eggs per bloke per day. I don't want to talk to you.
Then shut the f*** up!
Calm down, right? You're 19. Shut your face, right?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.